A tough loss for your girls team here tonight. Another setback for you guys, 48-14, and make that 49-14 final score. And Coach, just kind of one of those things, about a mirror image of Tuesday night, just had a hard time getting going in that first quarter.
Well, you know, Tuesday night I felt like we handled the press a lot better, and tonight we just took a step backwards. And it wasn't a lot of forced turnovers. It was unforced errors where we just drag our feet. We were indecisive and just giving the ball back. And that, I mean, it couldn't have been more frustrating for me to watch, for them to do on the court, and for our fans to see. And, it's just hard to watch, when we are desiring to take steps forward, but it seems like we're taking steps backwards. And something about this gym, you know, we did the same thing last year, and then they came to our place, and we beat them in a tight contest. And so, I don't know what it is, if it's in our girls' head that this gym is hard to play in or what, and it's shaped differently than all the other ones, but just fundamental basketball is something that definitely lacked tonight.
Well, maybe it'll reverse on the last game of the regular season like last year.
That would be nice. You know, I'm not looking that far ahead. We have a tough week and a half of games here with more state-ranked opponents ahead.
Yeah, you had our Paige Winterland. She returned and started for the first time in three games. Of course, starting for Kiana, who was out tonight, and then had Madison Orr back, and she had 4 points in the ball game for you tonight, and you could tell she was definitely missed on Tuesday night. She played with some good effort again tonight.
Yeah, it's nice to have those girls back, and you know they missed a decent amount of practice time. They missed some games and trying to get their feet back underneath them, and so I was proud of their effort. Just our execution lacked all night.
Once again, Lady Beaver coach Shelby Crawford here joining us here at halftime of the boys' game. Lady Beaver's falling tonight here by the count of 48-14 here. As we take a look at it, you had Nicole Lotta making her season debut tonight. She had 2 points in her season debut, and it was a good start. You could tell she's still trying to shake a lot of that rust off and play some catch-up.
Yeah, you know, her mistakes, and she had plenty of them just like everyone else, but they're understandable, you know, being the first game action of the season. Doesn't have a lot of practice under her belts. But what I like about Nicole and what she's going to bring to our team is every time that she's in the game, she's going to go 100%. And sometimes I feel like there's lapses in effort in our girls' team. And so with her, you know, we look for her to set that tone for us, and hopefully our other girls see how hard she plays, and they try to match her intensity, moving forward. And it's nice to have more bodies coming off the bench and bodies that have – some experience, just not recent experience, and so we need to get her to knock some rust off a little bit quicker. But she gave us some good quality minutes tonight.
Well, you go from the frying pan to the fire Tuesday night. Number 2 Cimarron undefeated coming into tonight, Lady Blue Jays. They're going to be a handful once again, a third straight game on the road, and then next Friday night it's going to be Hugoton. I guess it's going to be Fire Week there next week.
Yeah, it's not looking fun, you know, and I hope. That my girls are, you know, they're sort of like me. We want to be able to compete with the best. And these next three games, by ranking, we're going to compete with some of the best teams in the state. You know, Goodland was number 9 tonight coming in, and Hugoton's down to number 3 in the state. They've been ranked number 1 a lot. Cimarron's been number 2. I think they might be the best team in the state in 3A. And then TMP, the following Tuesday, is ranked number 2 in 4A Division 2. And so it doesn't get easier for us, and we have to use those type of games to learn how to play against the best. You know, we can't get down, you know, 30-3 like we did tonight, and similar against Lakin. We need to come out and play them tough to start, and keep our intensity up.
Well, Coach Shelby Crawford joining us here, and Coach, I know it's been tough, but keep your head up. It'll get better. This is a young team playing against some pretty good experienced teams, and thanks again for joining me here at halftime tonight, and we'll talk to you next week.
Well, I appreciate that, Adam. I want to be positive like
yes.
You were just now, and make sure that we are know that we're building something, and it's going to take some time.